We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis, chatting here with Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, one aspect of this whole coronavirus ordeal that we're all dealing with right now is how it's affecting, you know, travel and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, a huge aspect of that. I remember earlier in the week, we'd heard reports that hotel stays for this weekend were down a third. I'm sure that's dropped even further by this point. I don't know if you have any update on that.
No, because those are reported a week behind, so we'll know about this week's next week. But you know, of course, it all started for Manhattan, really, where the impact was when they started 2A basketball, and I think played a day, and then had to call that off, and so we lost at least 2 days of 2A basketball, and of course that's going to be an impact because you're going to have, I mean, the teams and parents and everybody were staying here, and they left, and then obviously at the beginning of this week we just had a series of cancellations, and so our CVB staff, Visit Manhattan staff, has been on been working the phones all week with those folks who may be impacted or are going to go ahead and cancel or postpone to work on alternate dates, because we want to make sure whatever is wherever we have the opportunity to keep and schedule for a later time, that we're going to do that. There are some other things like the sports related things that just are going to be gone, and hopefully that we can get them back next year, but and we're working every opportunity we can to make sure we maintain those events going forward. But I think the impact is yet to be seen. Of course, I'm sure those hotel owners know what their numbers are, but they report those officially, and we'll get those, I believe, next week with the report. And but I do not anticipate they're going to be good numbers, and there's going to be an impact to the TGT tax, and so in addition to promoting tourism, there's a number of other things that are paid out of that, and so we'll just hopefully this will end quickly and or at least quicker than some of the projections, and we'll be able to get back to normal as soon as possible.
Yeah, and you know, it's with something like this, and a lot of people are learning on the fly here because you're pretty much forced to, but when everything does settle down here, do you think maybe the chamber will try to work out some sort of a disaster plan here if something ever like this happens again?
Yeah, so it's something that as a community we all should be thinking about, and of course it's always hard to plan for something that you hope never happens, and people, you know, it's people have a tendency to ignore those kind of things, and so much like what happened after 9/11, and that all of a sudden people paid attention to what could happen if something big were to happen. And I think that's kind of what we're going to see moving forward. And so it wouldn't just be the chamber. I think as a community, as a region, as a state, county, federal, I mean, I think this is something collectively we're all going to have to be sit down and come up with our plan of continuity. We are just a couple things that we are planning. I think most people know we talked about last month that we brought Darren Soldan on as our director of economic development. One of Darren's previous stints was with the Small Business Development Center, and so he's got intimate knowledge of the SBA and SBA programs and how to work those. And so we are going to be available to help businesses with issues that they may have or applications, and so Darren is getting up to speed on everything going on and keeping the ED economic development team and others informed of how that works so that we can be a resource for that. We are also working now on how we put together kind of a core group of people to get, you know, I know this seems, maybe this seems a little frivolous at this point, but we're going to need to come up with a strategy and plan to get people back out once people determine that it's safe and to shop local and support local business. And so, you know, we're going to some kind of an expansion of our shop local program shop local program that we do in November and December. Maybe we expand that out to be maybe a year-round program. And so a lot of those things are being kicked around. But the key thing we want to do is make sure that whatever we can do to keep businesses open, and all businesses, not just our members, whatever we can do to keep businesses open, we're going to facilitate and try to make that happen. That is our number one priority.
Well, if there's any good that comes out of all this, is I think a lot of people are going to see the importance of local business and what role they play in our community here.
Absolutely. We've talked about it. I think it was about 6 months ago I was in there and went on a little rant about shopping local. And, I've seen social media posts that say, that talk about, I remember the times we've asked all these businesses to sponsor our events and our athletic teams and all the things that we need business support for. Well, they need us now. And so I think that's a pretty good sentiment, and hopefully one that we can carry through. Again, we don't want anyone to do anything that might create health issues. So, we're not encouraging people to get out, because that really needs to be something that is directed by government health officials. But there are a number of ways to support local businesses now, and I think you've seen them with gift cards or a variety of other things, shopping online if a local business has an online presence. There's a number of ways to do it, and we're encouraging people to do that. But again, once we get the all clear, I think we need to make sure that we get back out there and continue to support those businesses in any way possible. And so we're going to look for ways to do that. I think there's a couple of ideas that are being floated around in the community, and we're about how we can do something in the interim. We're obviously going to be on board with those things 100%. So I think it's been a great opportunity for collectively all of us to get together and find ways we can do it. I think you're going to have Dennis and Gina on later, which is great, and we're staying in contact with them, so they have the same information that we have from the SBA and other resources. And so we're really going to have to fight this together and recover together. And so I think it's a great opportunity to do some of those things.
All right. Well, Jason, always a pleasure to have you on. Hopefully it's better circumstances next month, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right. You guys are doing a great job, and we appreciate you. And so keep it up.
Well, we'll also probably be touching base with you on and off on maybe on a weekly basis to get some other business perspectives as well. So
that would be great. And certainly we could make Karen and Darren available as well.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. All right, Dennis, thank you much. Appreciate you joining us. Jason.
Thank you.
Jason. All right. Dennis is coming up later this hour.
Yeah, and he'll be great too. So.
Yep. All right. Have a good day, Jason.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Jason Smith from the Chamber of Commerce in Manhattan. Gina Scruggs from downtown Manhattan will be interviewing her in the next break, and then Dennis Cook from Aggieville. I've been on the phone with both of them here trying to coordinate all this, This whole phone line situation being giving us some somewhat limited possibilities here.
Yeah.
In Focus returns in just a couple of moments.